You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Braves reporter Mark Bowman. And Mark, an 0-9 start, but here come the Braves. A big sweep in Miami over a team that a lot of people think could surprise this season in the Marlins. What changed between 0-9 and suddenly a 3-0 weekend?
Well, you know, this team, it was able to preserve some leads. It did not make the defensive mistakes, or some of the bullpen did not show some of its wear and tear or some of its weaknesses. Let's just, you know, put it how it is during this weekend series. And in fact, the bullpen was a strength. The defense was better. And what we saw was Nick Markakis continued to pace that offense, and he was up there at the top of the lineup throughout the weekend. They moved Malik Smith down, which made perfect sense. I think what we've seen from Malik Smith this first week is, you know, why the Braves really wanted him to stay in the minor league level until June. He came up with a big hit yesterday, but at the same time, I don't think he's quite ready. Does it hurt him to learn on the fly here? Not really, but at the same time, I think it could benefit him to spend a little bit more time down at the minor league level. You can see he's close, but there are some instances where, whether it's plate recognition, just where he could benefit from a little bit more seasoning. They got pretty good starting pitching. They didn't necessarily, well, you know, Williams Perez, I think he may be, you know, that they're in a position where if Mike Fultonevich pitches well here this next start here for Gwinnett, they could bring Fultonevich up to the rotation next week. So, you know, maybe Williams Perez is the guy that falls out of the rotation first. But this is a, you know, I think if you look back, that 0-9 start, they have really, I mean, at the end of the day, they had a chance to win at least four of those, maybe five of those games. They were also, they faced within four of those nine games, Strasburg and Scherzer. So, and then the other three games were against the Cardinals pitching staff, or at least three of the other games were against the Cardinals pitching staff. So, you know, it wasn't an easy first stretch. They took advantage of what they were given down there in Miami, and now they head back home with a little bit of momentum.
You mentioned Malik Smith, and what a wild first week in the major leagues for a guy to, you know, his first game, he gets his first hit, then he gets hit in the face with his helmet. He leaves bloodied, the blood trickling down his face, and then he ends the week with a game-winning hit in extra innings, but it's in a game in which, until that point, he had really looked kind of lost at the plate. But that's baseball, I guess, is what we say.
You know, when you even add to that,
yeah,
Tim, he gets the game-winning hit, and instead of everyone coming over and patting him on the back, Terry Pendleton, you know, he gives him a good, didn't read him the riot act, but he had some things to say to him because he got caught in between first and second there, and the Braves missed an opportunity maybe to drive in another insurance run or two there after he delivered that game-winning hit. So that's those are little things that, you know, hey, look, maybe it's better that he makes a mistake here instead of the minor league level, because maybe down at the minors at speed, he gets in a run down and he gets back to first base. In other words, it's good to learn up here, but at the same time, I think what we have seen from Alex is that there are still some parts of his game that need some seasoning.
Yeah, still some maturing to do. You mentioned that the bullpen was good. Jason Grilli on Saturday picks up his first save since rupturing his Achilles last season. A bit of a white knuckler, and then obviously he didn't pitch as well Sunday. But overall, how nice is it to see a guy like Jason Grilli, a guy who I know is a good guy, to have to battle back the way he did, to see him out there succeeding again?
No, it is good to see anybody come back from that kind of injury, especially at his age. You know, his stuff is not quite what it was the previous couple of years. You still see him hobbling around. The fastball's not quite what it had been in the past. It has stayed rather consistent in the last few outings around that 91.8 average fastball velocity. And last year, you know, you saw him up there a little bit higher than 93, 94. I think that, you know, it is very important for Grilli to remain healthy and give the Braves some depth there in the middle innings. And not, you know, as you saw, he can fill in to be the closer. when Vizcaino is not available. Eat up, you know, either hand the ball to Vizcaino or at the same time step in and serve as a closer, a guy who knows how to get those outs. And I think that's what we saw on Saturday night. You know, that last at bat against Stanton, that just showed you who Jason really is. He fools him back, fools him with two sliders there, gets him to swing at two pitches out of the zone, and then just challenges him with that high fastball to end the game. It's good to see him there. I think that he will tell you, you know, he even told Freddie Gonzalez earlier in the week, he worked a sixth inning earlier in the week because he just wasn't feeling good. So it's still a work in progress with him as he comes back from this significant injury at this age. But, like I said, that the Braves really need him to add some depth to that bullpen.
Over the course of a season, you need guys to step up and be team players to be a successful team. And how about Matt Whistler stepping up and coming out of the bullpen to close things out on Sunday when this team really needed an inning from him?
Yeah, you think about that. You go back to Thursday, and they're heading towards 0-9. Vizcaino had not gotten a lot of work. He gets 16 pitches that game just to get some work. The next night he's needed for four out save. He throws 35 pitches, then all of a sudden he's unavailable for Saturday or Sunday. They had a 4-0 lead in the first inning. Ends up giving up that lead, and then Jason Grilli gives up the game-tying two-out single to Ichiro. They're in the ninth, and the Braves went into yesterday knowing they didn't have Vizcaino or Chris Winthrop. So they basically had five available relievers to get over the once Shasine left with one out in the sixth inning. They had to get through the rest of the game that way. They had two lefties that combined to face three batters and get just one out. So now all of a sudden you're looking at basically three relievers, and they were hoping that Grilli could have got that last out. When he did not, Whistler comes in and he gets a six-pitch, throws a six-pitch perfect 10th inning to record the save. And I really don't think this throws him off schedule all that much for this week, because he was scheduled to start Tuesday. Now you just back him up one day. You bring Julio Teheran back on Tuesday to start on regular rest, and, you know, everything else falls into place. Yes, it would have been this significant had Whistler been forced to throw, multiple innings. I my thinking is what they probably would have done is reacted and said, okay, well, instead of Mike Fulton, they would start for Gwinnett tonight. He would have started one of the next two nights here for Atlanta. So, you know, the key is the front office has told Freddie, hey, look, go out there and try to win every game possible. There really weren't any other choices yesterday. And some of the fans say, are you jeopardizing Matt Whistler's future? Well, really, I think the work he did was probably less taxing than what he would have done had he completed the side session he was going to throw no matter what yesterday. So everything worked out for Freddie there yesterday. And like I said, you can't predict that Vizcaino is going to have to throw 35 pitches the night after you used him just to get some work in. But that's the way this season evolves, and it's not easy. One of the hardest parts about this game, you know, you ask any manager is managing that bullpen, especially when you have a bullpen where you don't necessarily have more than a couple good options.
When you look at the week ahead, Mark, three with the Dodgers and three with the Mets. Obviously, with the Dodgers, they're going to have to face Clayton Kershaw. They'll see Ross Stripling, who has looked tremendous early on this season. And they get Alex Wood, who returns to Turner Field. Is that going to be kind of neat to see a guy that spent some time with the Braves coming back and pitching against Atlanta?
No doubt. You know, Alex Wood, he's the year and a half, 2 years that I've got to know Alex, he was he's a guy that you like to see get guys like that succeed, you know, whether they're right there in front of your eyes or succeeding from afar. And he's a guy who has battled and come back from Tommy John surgery, overcome everybody saying, hey, look, that funky delivery, you're never going to stay healthy. And so I realize he's had a few bumps in the road here with the Dodgers. But at the same time, I think he's going to really look forward to coming back here. I always go back to Alex Wood's first start at the collegiate level. He's pitching for the University of Georgia, and they went out to UCLA to face Gerrit Cole, who was everyone at that point in time was touting him as going to be number one pick in the draft that year, and everything already. So all the hype was there, and And Alex ended up beating that Garrett Cole that day. So, and it does seem like every time he matches up against another, you know, big name pitcher, or you know, the scene is a little bit more magnified, which it will be. You know, with him coming home, it'll be a little bit more adrenaline flowing. You know, he seems to rise to the occasion, but. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see him pitch here this week.
This has been MLB.com Extra's Braves Edition. Tune in again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.